Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Ksubos, and we're up to parak Tes, Mishnah Beis. Now, if someone died and he owed money, so anyone who lent him money is allowed to take land in lieu of payment. However, metaltalin is left for the Yarshim, and it's not Meshubad to the Balichov. So the Mishnah talks about, is that true even before the Yarshim have received the metaltalin? Misha Meis V'niach Isho Balchov V'Yarshin. Let's say someone dies and he has a wife who he owes a ksuba to, he has balichov, who he owes money to, and he has yarshim, who want to inherit. Vayulo pikadon o milve bi'aracherim. And he also has money that's supposed to come in. He has a pikadon that someone else is holding on to for him, or he has a loan that he made to someone else who owes him money. So who's entitled to that? Rabbi Tafran omer, yinosin l'koshul shabbat. Rabbi Tafran says, they give it to the weakest among that group, meaning you give it to either the almana or to the balchov, whichever one is weaker, but we don't give it to the Yarshim, because the Yarshim, they haven't gotten that money yet. So only metaltalin that the Yarshim already have in their Rishus is not Meshubah to a Balchov. But metaltalin that's not yet in the Rishus is not Meshubah to the Balchov. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein Merachim in Bedin. We don't take a sense of Rachmanus when it comes to Din. So I understand it's hard for the Isha and it's hard for the Balchov to collect what they're owed, but that's not a reason to take away money that really should go to the Yarshim. Eli Yinos and the Yarshim. It goes to the Yarshim. Shekulin Shrichan Shavua. Many Yarshim Shrichan Shavua. Because both an Almana and a Balchov generally require a Shavua that they haven't been paid before they could collect anything. But Yarshim don't need a Shavua. It automatically goes to Yarshim for them to get money. So before the Almana or the Balchov swears, we don't know whether they have any claim on these things or not. So the Yarshim definitely have a claim. So as soon as the guy dies, it automatically goes to the Yarshim, and no one else could take that away from them. Now, Mishnah Gimel is a continuation where the husband died and his Almana and his Balichov and his Yarshim all want the property. And here we have another Machlokas, Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. Hiniach peros tlushim in a karka. If the husband had left peros that are detached from the ground, kolakodim zacha behen, whoever comes first and grabs it is the one that gets to keep it. So if it's the Almana, if it's the Balchov, they could keep it. If it's the Yarshim, they could keep it. If the people who grabbed it took more than they were entitled to, meaning the woman was owed 200 zuz, but she grabbed 250 zuz of peros tlushin, or the balchov was owed X amount of money, but he grabbed more than X value of produce, hamoser, whatever's left over, should be given to whoever one is the weakest among them. So the weaker, the almana and the balichov are considered weaker than the yarshim, so the extra should go to either the Isha or the Balchov and not to the yarshim. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein Merachim in Bedin. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you can't just have rachmanos on the Isha or the Balchov. Eli Yinos and the yarshim, it goes to the yarshim. Shaklin Shrichan Shavua, Vienna Yarshim Shrichan Shavua, because everybody else would need a Shavua in order to collect anything. The yarshim do not need a Shavua to collect anything. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Beis, we learned that if someone dies and he has a wife who he owes a ksuba to, he has balchov that he owes money to, and he has yarshim that want to collect his yerusha, and he had a pikadon or other money that he lent out to somebody else that was going to come in. So Rabbi Tarfon says, you give it to whoever has the weakest position. Rabbi Akiva says, no, what kind of rachmanos? It goes to the yarshim, because the yarshim are the only ones that wouldn't have to take a shavua. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we said that if he left behind peros that are detached from the ground, whoever grabs it first is the one that gets it. And if the woman grabs it first and she gets to pay off her ksuba, it goes to paying her ksuba. If Balchov grabs it first, it goes off to paying the chov. But if the woman grabbed more than the value of her ksuba, or the Balchov grabbed more than he was actually owed, so then we have a machlokas. Rabbi Tarfon says, whatever they grabbed in excess of what they were owed goes to the weakest among them. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, it goes to the Yarshim, because the Yarshim are the only ones that don't need to take a Shavua in order to get paid. Okay, Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet.